You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. KALW listener Chan Rogers has always been curious about a certain salacious shadow on the Cathedral of St. Mary of the Assumption on Cathedral Hill here in San Francisco. So he reached out to Hey Area, KALW's collaborative reporting project, with this question.
I've often wondered if the breast-shaped shadow that appears on the southern side of St. Mary's Cathedral was a very clever architectural prank, or just an accident.
KALW Audio Academy fellow Amber Miles collaborated with Chan to bring us this story.
St. Mary's Cathedral has a unique concrete design. Its simple square base twists skyward to form the shape of a cross, making the cathedral stand out as one of the city's most recognizable landmarks.
I've always been impressed with it because of its modern design. I mean, this is an amazing, interesting building, a very complex form.
That's Chan Rogers, our question asker and my collaborator on this. He's a semi-retired academic, an avid architecture enthusiast, and a bit of a history buff.
Of course, Herb Kane, who was Mr. San Francisco in many ways when he was still writing his column in the Chronicle, made a lot of good, light-hearted fun of the building, where he called it Our Lady of Maytag.
There are many monikers associated with St. Mary's, but one of the most titillating references the regular afternoon appearance of a breast-shaped shadow on its sweeping concrete roof.
Yes, you're referring to the 2 o'clock...
Yes, that's it.
Okay, it sounds like something school kids would come up with, doesn't it?
Yes, the 2 o'clock t- which brings us to the question we're trying to answer. Is the shadow on St. Mary's a happy accident or a clever architectural prank?
I'd like to think that it was intentional, because if so, it was really brilliant.
Our first thought was to track down the architects responsible for the cathedral's design.
Sadly, they'd all passed on to the great drafting table in the sky.
So we expanded our search. I made a trip down to the Department of Building Inspection at 1660 Mission Street in SoMa.
I want to go up to the records department.
Okay, that's be the fourth floor.
Cool, thank you.
And the records department actually had reams of good stuff from St. Mary's. Old blueprints and building documents, all on microfilm.
This is the first page of 140.
As I scan through the film, something in the right-hand margin of the blueprint catches my eye. Names. Etched there all tight and white in minuscule lettering. I crank the lens and zoom in. Among the names of the senior architects I already knew of, I see a new one. A project architect named William Chappelle. Brilliant. I found a handful of numbers for William Chappelle online.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
At no additional charge, AT&T can help you find a similar business in the same area.
I was down to the last number.
This is Chappelle's. Please leave a message.
Hi there. My name is Amber Miles.
At the beep, I left a message and crossed my fingers, hoping it would reach the right William Chappelle.
I'm William Chappelle. I was the project architect on St. Mary's Cathedral.
Bingo. Chan and I met William at his modern Mission Bay apartment complex, and he informed us that it was Pietro Bellucci, an Italian-born architect and dean of MIT at the time, who was ultimately responsible for the cathedral's design, which uses something called a hyperbolic paraboloid. It's a complicated geometric form. Chan has a great visual.
Well, sometimes it's been compared to the shape of a Pringles potato chip. The hyperbolic paraboloid is a very interesting shape, and architects love this because you can build these very gracefully shaped, smooth surfaces using only straight building components.
Basically, to build the roof, Bellucci took two of these Pringles and broke them into quarters. He then used two quarters to construct each concrete arm of the cross, and in doing so, created a structure that would, intentionally or not, cast the now famous breast-shaped shadow.
It made quite an impact on the city, and I think it was quite a popular building, but there was also some merriment directed toward it by people like Herb Kane.
The Maytag or the...
Exactly,
or
something, Our Lady of Maytag.
Or something like
that's
that.
That's right, yeah. That's right.
So, William was at least familiar with some of the good-natured jokes around St. Mary's. But did he know about the shadow? The time had come to broach the breast. But before either of us could say anything, William beat us to it.
And then the shadow at times looks like the breast of a woman.
And that was all Chan needed to dive into his theory on the shadow.
I think it's brilliant.
It is.
What could be more appropriate to a church dedicated to the Blessed Virgin than the shape of a human breast? Now I have to make a little confession. This is partly what prompted my question to KALW. because kind of mischievous.
Chan explained to William how he likes to believe someone must have known about the shadow before the building went up.
I picture an architect's office with a bunch of junior level architects doing all the hard work, all the drafting.
That's it, yeah.
And that one day, one afternoon, one of them was looking at a model they just built and passed a task lamp over the model and saw the shadow, got a good laugh out of it, shared it with all of his peers, and then they agreed not to tell the boss.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't know this until the paper brought it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, because you would have been that junior architect.
Oh, right,
so you're
right,
telling
right.
me my fantasy is evaporated. It's gone.
So, the shadow may not have been a purposeful prank, but at least its last living architect found it as entertaining as the rest of us. There was only one more logical thing we could do. Host a ceremonial shadow viewing party. Chan invited some fellow architecture lovers, and seven of us gathered on the corner of Rose and Octavia Street.
Hey, Amber.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Nice to meet you.
See, the shadows are still forming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool. And of course, what we're about to see, well, they've referred to this phenomenon as the 2 o'clock.
It was a bright day, and the shadow was clearly visible.
So what is the...
I wouldn't call it breast-like, exactly. Not yet, anyway. It was more pointy than perky, topped with a hard edge that jutted out diagonally across the cathedral's roof.
But right now, it's very triangular. And I've seen it at times, so it's much more roundy.
It's almost there now.
Yeah, it's coming along.
We're a patient lot.
The shadow was shifting with the sun, and it looked like it was starting to inflate.
Oh, maybe. Maybe when it dissociates from the other shadow, then the nipple will perk up.
It's looking kind of perky now.
Yeah.
We stood on that corner for over an hour, sunlight in our eyes, squinting up at St. Mary's and coaxing the shadow to fill out and achieve its full-bosomed potential. But it never did.
I think the shadow looks like nothing. No thing that you can describe. It just looks like a regular old shadow.
I think it looks like a sailboat.
It's possible that maybe this isn't the optimal time of year for the viewing too.
But if you find yourself on the corner of Rose and Octavia at the right time of year, at the right time of day, maybe you'll be lucky enough to see the shadow in all its curvaceous glory. At St. Mary's Cathedral, aka Our Lady of Maytag, in San Francisco, I'm Amber Miles for Cross Currents.